May have it from last year too. But you know, I get so many things and then look at them a minute and forget. Sounds like 100 years old. That's what I nearly am.
I remember last time you told me about where you grew up. You grew up in
Alsace-Lorraine.
Alsace-Lorraine. And your father was a mining?
No, my grandfather was a mining king from the Ruhr. He developed the Ruhr. My mother was born von Eicken. And her father was quite a genius because the family of my mother owned the Ruhr since the 11th century. And I don't know, 1800, perhaps 50 or something, or 60, or earlier, he developed the Ruhr for the first time.
Mm.
They found coal there, and he made the first coal mines, and then the Ruhr was used to a channel, to Rhine, yeah. And then the coals went over to England, I don't know. And he was quite a remarkable man. I, of course, didn't know him. did a great deal for art, and he gave the money for the Academy in Düsseldorf and such things, you know. And my mother later was always amazed that I had this talent.
Mm.
Already with 5 years of age, I made designs of people that were remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And they were, somebody kept them. And much later, somebody had one and showed me. It was really wonderful for a child, for a five. Child.
Yeah.
And whenever people were talking, I had a little paper and I made their designs, their portrait.
Sketches, drawings.
Yeah, that's it. And then later, when I was 10, a very famous professor from Munich who was interested in my design, my portraits, drawings, gave me a beautiful paint box, which I still have, in beautiful, wonderful wood and everything, like professional. And somebody was, what, to give that to a child? That's for old, great artists. She said, she's a great artist. He was Professor Hefner from the Academy in Munich, and we were at that time in Baden, on the other side of the Rhine. No, my father was an officer general, and that's where we were moved a good deal. But mostly, we were really in Alsace-Lorraine and in Baden and in Cologne. Mm. And in Cologne again, we played quite a role because my mother was from this great family, from the Rhine. And there.
And he was a general, what kind of general? I mean, just
Artillery. Field artillery. And there we always had lots of horses, naturally.
Was he in the First War?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. And he was wounded or two. He sat once between the two lines for 14 days in a dirt hole because he didn't want a young person to be in this terrible danger between the two.
Between fire, yes.
And so he went himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the kind of man he was. And he was very artistic. He could beautifully carve in wood.
Yes.
And he was always designing and very, whenever he went to maneuver, he came back with sketchbooks, beautifully done, silver pen, how do you call
silver
it?
Point.
Silver point, yes.
Yeah.
So I was surrounded. My mother was very artistic because her father had great collections and she had been brought up with art. So in Strasbourg, when I was a little girl, we knew all the Alsatian painters. And it was through them that I saw many things, you know. And there was also